Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, it's now the final countdown until the presidential election. I think a lot of you are probably delighted to hear that. But how will rural Ireland and the farmers vote? Our very own Henry McKean met farmers at the Kilcullen Mart in County Kildare, and he sent this report.
I'm here at Leinster Marts. This is the Kilcullen Co-op Mart. For you, you're a farmer based in Wicklow in Hollywood. Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to spoil my vote.
You're going to spoil your vote?
Yeah.
How come?
Because the two candidates don't appeal to me.
Because there is three on the ballot, but only two are actually running because Jim Gavin has stepped away. And I met someone just the other day and they said they're going to vote Jim Gavin. And I had to say he's out of the race. But you're going to spoil it. So you're going to show up. What are you going to write on your ballot paper?
I'm going to put three X's and put Maria Steen.
So you wanted Maria Steen to have the chance to run?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
And you were frustrated that she couldn't?
There's not enough candidates to nominate a president.
So you think there should be more than two?
Definitely. Without a doubt.
So by doing that, by spoiling your vote, that is your democratic right, but it won't choose a president, it won't mean anything.
I don't think this president is going to do anything for us anyway.
So either of them?
Either of them.
You're down here at the mart and there's actually a queue to have a burger and fries. The burgers look great. Are you going to vote on Friday in the presidential election?
Probably not.
How come?
I don't follow any of it. I wouldn't have a clue.
Do you know who's running?
No.
So it hasn't even
crossed
your path?
I don't listen or talk about it. Even when the boys are talking about it in the pub, I haven't a clue. Yeah, wouldn't have a clue what they're talking about. Just wouldn't interest me, any of that stuff.
And have you voted before?
I voted last year, yeah.
You voted in the general election? You're not interested in the presidential election?
No, I wouldn't be at all.
Dennis Halpin here, Kildare Mart today, in Kilcullen.
Dennis, is there much interest in the presidential election in rural Ireland?
There is a little bit, but a lot of people don't see a terrible difference in the candidates at the moment now. And I've been talking to a few people and some of them say they won't bother voting at all. I think it's going to be a very bad turnout.
So you think the turnout will be bad and lots of farmers won't show up to vote, even though the weather on Friday is going to be mixed?
Yes, I would think so now. At the moment, they say at least they're not going to bother because they don't know who to vote for and it's just...
They're not engaged?
No, they aren't, no. And with one candidate after withdrawn as well, it doesn't make it any better.
And Jim Gavin in rural Ireland, because of the GEA link, could have been popular.
Yes, I would think so. He would certainly have a GEA vote there in the following. He'd have a name, you know, as well. I'd say he would have been reasonably popular, but it'd be hard to predict what's going to happen.
I'm going to vote for Catherine Connolly.
Why are you going to vote for Catherine Connolly?
Because she sounds the best at home, but very, very, very bad choice.
You think
very
it's a bad
disappointed
choice?
With the choice that we're getting, yep. Just two candidates. We normally get maybe seven or eight, or six or seven anyway, you know.
And you normally always vote?
I would never miss a vote.
And how old are you? I know that's a personal question.
72.
Catherine Connolly is 68. Heather Humphreys is 65. So they're both in your age bracket.
That's right. They're both in my age bracket, but would rather more of a chase, to tell you the truth now. I said, would rather more of a chase. Very, very, very disappointed with the chase we're getting. I was seeing the organised that there were only two running, if you know what I mean. He said Jim Gavin was probably going to be never a runner, if you know what I mean.
So would you have voted Jim Gavin if he had stayed in the race?
No.
You don't think he was suitable? No. Even though you're a GAA man?
Yeah, I'm a GAA man 10 years old. Yeah, no, I didn't know 10 years old. No, I didn't. I didn't.
I'm going to vote for Heather and all my family. And the only one to vote for. No, that's fair enough.
What do you think of the presidential election?
I wouldn't be too involved with like politics, but I think Catherine Connolly is a good choice going forward. She seems to have pretty good views on like working and stuff like that for the younger generation, of course.
So you're young, you're in your 20s?
Yes, 23.
And you're going towards Catherine Connolly?
I think so, yeah. I'd be a bit more left-leaning in my like political views, just kind of globally.
Will you show up to the polling booth on Friday and vote?
I will, yes.
Who are you going to vote for? Or is that between you and the ballot box?
Well, I'm a Fine Gael supporter, so.
So you're Fine Gael and you're going to stick with Fine Gael. Are you happy with Fine Gael?
I am.
Are you happy with the candidate?
Yes, I am. I am, yeah.
And are most farmers Fine Gael?
Well, I'd say they are. A lot of them used to be. Maybe not as much now as it used to be, but always was a Fine Gael party. The farmers.
What do you think of this presidential election so far?
Not a whole lot, to be honest, which is very hard to get anybody to run for it.
So just two candidates left.
That's all. That's all.
And how do you normally vote and how will you vote on Friday?
I'll vote for your woman up from Cavan.
So Monaghan, you mean?
Or Monaghan, yeah, yeah, that country, yeah.
So I suppose her constituency is Cavan Monaghan. Well, it was. She's now no longer a TD. So you're Heather.
Yeah, that's right. I'll vote for her.
Why?
For some reason that I like her. She's a long time in it. She's a long time in the Dáil. And she did a lot of work there.
Catherine Connolly, does she in a way interest you at all?
Not really, no. No.
You're undecided. Are you anywhere closer to deciding between now and Friday?
I watched it last night. Now
you watched the debate.
I did.
And what did you think?
I thought that much of it. I turned over how much to be a Man City.
So you watched how much of the debate before you watched
back.
The football?
I'd watch a minute or two of the soccer and I'd go back and see what they were up
so
to.
Back and forth.
No, I don't think anybody lost or won it. The bits I see, I've seen most of it. I think it was fairly 50-50 as regards to a lad like myself that hadn't made his mind up.
So are you any closer to making up your mind?
I am, I think. I think I will go with the elder lady. The older of the two.
Catherine Connolly.
Yes, I'll go with her. The other has, she gets her answers very quick. She has it all prepared, hoping to get the answer or the question that she wants, you know. She'll be in the park and she'll be looking forward to her walking out when Tipperary are playing the All-Ireland final.
The highlight of the job, surely, for any president. Thanks to Henry McKean.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.